going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Part of the hooky bookies.
So I was reading, like, right. So if you're drafted tonight, you're somewhere between the age of like 20 and 22,
yes,
right?
Yes.
So if you're 20, you're born in 2005.
Yes.
I mean, I was out of high school by then.
Yes.
You know? It's like, all right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, these are
midway through my very mediocre academic career at the University of Washington by then.
These are the funny thing about the draft is always, of course, you want the young men and everything. The sunglasses inside is always.
Yeah, like, there will be some.
Like, come on, man. But the funny, I saw the reel about the fans' reaction to draft picks, right? And they had, like, when Patrick Mahomes was drafted, why do we do this?
Right, right.
And then Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills fans, and they had, of course, Jalen Hurts and all that. And I just look at them like, and the reason they're acting like that is because they read something. That goes back to when people say, and I do my best not to say a specific player name. I always talk about saying, I want. Why? Why do you want him? Because why? What do you know about this guy that's for you to say I want him?
There's usually about four or five reasons, right?
Yeah.
Right? You read somebody that you trust.
Yeah,
that,
but when you say you want it, it's more like you evaluated it to a point where
right.
when you say I want him.
They went to your school.
Yeah, why do you want him? You know? And so that's always the funny thing.
Or you're related to him.
Yeah. But that's always a funny thing too. Like, I want him. Like, well, what do you know about this guy, actually?
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend player reaction. Mm-hmm. They had one of those reels. And damn, ESPN, you know what theirs was? Russell Wilson and his ex-wife. I was like, y'all know y'all didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to do that. All right. Leave her alone. All right. Because I forgot she was like kissing the dog and everything. Like, leave her alone. That one, CeeDee Lamb's girl.
That was.
Are they still together?
I'm not sure. That was the one where she grabbed his phone, he just grabbed it right back, real smooth.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's girl, and the ultimate one was, oh boy, Isaiah Wilson's mama. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Isaiah's mama Wilson just tossed that girl up off his lap, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Get out the damn camera and let my baby have her moment.
Yeah.
And mama, that's that mama scruff, mm-hmm. right? Because mama scruff is different than weight scruff, right? Mama just, I mean, I could tell how she was sitting. Like she flapjack thick. Mama done snatched up, tossed up out of baby lap like that.
Yeah, no, that's how you know he comes from good. He's got some good hands.
Stay out, my baby. This is my baby's
She's
moment.
She's as good of a blocker as he is.
Yeah, but she tossed that.
She got her out of there.
She tossed her so fast though. It wasn't no disruption.
Young lady was trying to have a moment. Also, no, look, these are all funny. These are all very funny.
Yes.
Traylon Burks, still one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah.
He's disappointed.
Yes,
he's disappointed,
yes,
Grandma.
Yes.
I hope we get something like that tonight.
Yes, I need it.
I hope we get something like
it.
That tonight.
I need it.
As much as it was overblown, I love Tack McKinley coming up on stage with the picture of his grandmother.
It was great.
That was really cool.
It was great. My only thing was that really people thought that was going to, I mean, he was going to be good.
Here's what I
love it.
People that had never
look
heard
at
of
the
him.
Passion, baby.
Never heard
no damn Tack
until
McKinley.
They said his name.
Only person I heard say, go back to the question that you had. Only person I heard say Tack McKinley's name that whole draft was Dave Archer.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Archer was the only person that said Tack McKinley. Only person that I remember seeing it.
Before the draft.
Before the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the only person.
Yep. And then they took him. I'm just hopeful that I think we did it this year. I think we've covered the guy they take.
Okay.
I think we've set him. I don't know. We said a lot of names.
No. We said a lot of names. Yeah. All right. We said a lot of names. And here I go. I mean, I told you. Got the notebook. All right. Got the red book out.
If there's any names we haven't said yet, say them. Yeah, and then we can claim that we did.
Because obviously, me and Abe, we were talking about it before the show. Now, we talked about the TJ, the kid out of Ohio State.
Yeah.
We talked about him.
Tui Matalolo.
Yeah. We talked about him, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I think we just rattle off names like an engineer or an auctioneer.
That's what I'm saying.
What if he's
50 names?
Then we said his name.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So,
and we've talked about him.
But he's one of those boomer bust guys.
But
if they take him at 15, it's edge rusher. Now he's more of a five technique guy. He's not a true edge.
Yeah.
We good?
If they take, is it TJ or JT? TJ? The guy from Ohio State. Yeah.
JTT.
I'll say JTT. Yeah.
If they take him at 15, I'll be surprised.
Okay.
Now, if they get him in the second round, that'd be great.
It'd be great. Because that's what he's like. He's not a pure edge guy. He's more of a five technique. What about these guys? Like, this is me thinking about different things. Guys falling. Because it's always a guy where you see, like, damn, he's falling. Mm-hmm. Why is he falling? And it's usually something to do with something that isn't football.
Medical or otherwise.
Yes, there's a couple guys that play the position that the Falcons need.
Mm-hmm.
What if these guys are dropping and you're like, okay, he's there and the Falcons don't pick him? And you would look like, well, there's a reason why they didn't pick him. It would be more or less off the field, right?
Yeah, okay. I would think so.
When I'm thinking about like Mike Green. Mike is well known of his situation and everything like that.
There's been two sexual assault allegations, neither of which led to criminal investigation or conviction or anything like that.
At all. But is that one of those situations where he's dropping for a reason because of that? I think if that's the reason, if you see him go past 15, mm-hmm. that's the reason why.
Yeah, I think that's probably right.
Hold on, let me finish real quick. Okay, because my thing is like this. If you wouldn't draft him in the first, but he's there in the second, then why take him in the second at the first?
Right. What's the character concern as far as
you know what I mean?
That goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've always been curious about that.
That's a great question.
He's a first-round talent, but we're going to take him in the third. Well, why? I mean, especially
if it's because of that.
Right.
Like, you care less about the allegations on Friday than you did on Thursday.
Yeah.
Like, if you got a moral stance, take a moral stance, which, again, I'm fine with. Like, if that's how you want to run your organization, you can run your organization like that. I will say this. Like, you're going to have to search far and wide in every professional sport to find a roster that doesn't have anybody on it, that doesn't have any, quote, character issues. And again, I'm not saying that you shouldn't avoid guys because of those reasons. You can do whatever you want. But I think it's also possible that guys can learn and guys can grow and evolve, whatever, like, and get better and more mature and all those sorts of things. We don't tend to cover that stuff that much
on here because
it is such murky water. But you know people take guys off their draft boards because of
they
it.
Do.
But then other teams don't.
He's off people's draft board because of it.
Do you think they didn't take Jalen Carter because of all of the stuff that preceded the draft?
Hell yeah.
You think that's why?
Hell yeah.
Right. Dude. So he had never been in any trouble before that, and he's never been in any trouble since then. Eight teams passed on him. It wasn't just the Falcons, but eight teams passed on him. The Eagles said, we don't care about that.
Right.
We're going to trade up and get him, and they've been rewarded for that.
Yes.
And there's a lot of different examples of guys being, you know, passed on and falling down draft boards because of that.
Yeah, I do believe that.
Yeah. And so, you know.
When people try to say that, I'm like,
well, that's why I try to be careful with what I'm about to say is, like, I'm not trying to tell anybody, whether it's a team or a fan, how to judge a guy.
No,
like, if
never
you flat out don't like a guy because of that kind of stuff, mm-hmm.
that's fine.
But, like, another team's going to take him.
Yes.
And if that guy's got 15 sacks next year, a lot of people are going to forget the reason why your team didn't take him.
Mm-hmm.
All you're going to do is look at the fact that you didn't take him, you didn't get him,
and
he got 15 sacks. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't look to my sports teams to be my moral compass.
Hallelujah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were to take a guy with character concerns, okay. You know?
I understand exactly what you're
saying. I'm not trying to be callous about it.
You're not being callous. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Why you would have the concerns, mm-hmm. but, like, if the guy's really good at getting to the quarterback and that's what we need, I say go ahead and do it.
Right.
Or whatever position, not to single out Mike Green. There's various guys in this draft that have character concerns.
Yeah.
I just think, I don't know. I don't think that that's a I don't think that's a sustainable way to run a football organization, is all I'm saying. I think sometimes you're going to have to take, you know, you're going to have to trust that when you get them here.
They're not going
to
do that then.
Yeah, they're going to grow up
right.
and behave themselves. You know what I mean?
I don't even think it was here.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just do the draft stuff here and we'll do an NFL no huddle in like 10 minutes because we've kind of done it in reverse a little bit.
Yeah.
Are there any of those names when you look at it as... Because there's some guys that have some medical stuff that have popped up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And there's some guys that have off-the-field stuff, like Mike Green we just talked about. I know James Pierce from Tennessee mm-hmm. has had some character stuff. The corner from Michigan, who had been mocked to the Falcons
yes.
early in the process,
yes.
he's fallen a bit because he hasn't done a lot of workouts because he's had some injuries.
Yes.
He'll probably be there.
And the thing with him is he's a top 10 guy. They're worried about him. The
big Will Johnson.
Yeah, Will Johnson. The thing about Will is... Because, like I said, he missed his first pro day. He just worked out for teams last week, mm-hmm. and he didn't run.
And he didn't run the field.
Yeah, and right. so people are perceiving that as he might not be as fast as – did you see him play?
I know. That's my thing, is like the last 2 years at Michigan when he's been starting at corner and locking down the best receivers in the country, like that all happened.
And that's a good thing. That's the one thing about it is like – and he's played on great teams.
Yeah.
He's been an outstanding player on defenses that are going to have a defensive tackle that was drafted in top. Like, he's played with great players.
Just go ask Michael Penix
yes.
about that guy and trying to complete passes against him or anyone on that Michigan defense in that national championship game 2 years ago. And he'll tell you everything you need to know about him. Yes, his foot probably hurts right now. All right. He had a foot injury.
Yep.
That's not going to be forever.
Yep. There's other guys. I mean, you look at – and we call – what's I got right here? Derek Harmon. Tackle defensive line. He's a like there's and I know that when the Falcons they call themselves a base 3-4 and all those different things like that. So when you look at guys talking about a 5 technique, he's the guy that lines up over the tackle in 3-4, 2 gap and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They don't 2 gap here. But I mean, he's a guy where when you think more of a 5 technique in a 3-4, you look at him more, Andy, as an inside pass rusher and sub package. It's not more of an edge outside rusher. I think the Falcons need more edge outside rushers. Guys with speed and everything. But, I mean, there's certain dudes in certain positions that when you look at it, you can classify them as a defensive end, but what kind of defensive end is he? And because they play so much sub, where is he going to line up in the sub package? Now, you got guys that played fives that can line up outside. That's where Calais played. Calais was a true five. He played outside a lot of times back when he in his early days of Arizona. So there's certain guys that can do it, and then he can line up all over the place. T.J. Watt, J.T. won the damn Watt. J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt was a natural five tech, but – see where he does. He lined up all over the place. So if you got a guy that people classify him as that, where does he line up when it's passing down?
Right.
Can he rush over the edge or do you have to move him aside?
Well, the good news, well, not good news, but the good news for looking at these prospects is you need all of it.
All of it.
There's not like a spot on the defensive line right now from a Falcons perspective where you're like, nah, we're good. It's a question mark across the board. So, you know, if it's a guy like that that's a little bit more versatile, fine.
Right.
If it's a guy like that that's got a specific spot, fine. If you just get a defensive tackle, because there's going to be guys available at 15. That probably Mason Graham's not going to be there. He probably won't be there.
Probably not. But people are – because I think when the name that Mike was talking about, Asgenti might mess some stuff up. He might.
That's what we got to root for.
Yes,
here's what we got to be rooting for if you want, like, whatever the defensive lineman is you want to fall. You got to hope that Genty goes 5
yes.
and that scares other teams into Omarion Hampton
yes.
or who, maybe Cam Scataboo. I don't know. Somebody gets crazy and jumps up. Or somebody jumps up in that top 10 and takes like Tet McMillan or one of the other wide receivers, and then maybe there's a little mini run on a receiver.
What about if two tight ends go in top 10?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. No, Jack Sawyer's not going to be drafted at 15.
Now, I think, yeah. I mean, Tyler Warren, I'd be shocked if he doesn't go in the top 10. And Colston Loveland.
Colston Love.
He'll probably.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. you're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Go 10th.
He's nice.
They're both very good.
So nice.
Crazy to think two tight ends go before any receivers go.
Exactly.
And two tight ends go before the second running back goes.
It's probably going to happen, though.
Yeah, probably will. Probably will. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Take a look around the rest of the league as it is the Thursday of the first round of the NFL draft right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.